Zakta Mishnevayta Masechtas Yuma, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey. We know that there is nothing that stands before Pekuach Nefesh other than the three Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gil Yorayas, Shvichas Dam. In regard to all other Averis, you have to be over the Avera in order to be Mekayim the Nefesh. And the same is true in regard to fasting on Yom Kippur. If there's even a Safik of Sakanas Nefashas, it's also for the person to fast. In our Mishnayos, we're going to see some examples over here. The first case is Ubra, a woman that is pregnant, Shehericha, and she smelled some food. If a pregnant woman smells food, and she wants it, she has a taiva for the food, it's considered a sakana if we don't give it to her. Rashi explains, it's the baby that has the taiva for the food, and it could be bekuach nefesh if the child doesn't get it. The Batanur explains, would be considered a sakana, both for the mother and the unborn baby. How much food do we give her? Zakta Mishnah Machilanai, so we feed her at Shetoshiv Nasha, till she feels appeased. In other words, she no longer says, oh, I must have it. She's okay already. Now, some people make a mistake when it comes to a tainus. They think, well, once you eat, okay, so it's no more tainus, you can eat whenever you want. That's not true. She eats what she has to, and that's it. Then we stop. Now, the Gemara explains, before we feed her, we try to do everything to appease her without eating. We whisper into her ear, you can eat if you want to, now that you have a taiva to eat something, you smelled some food. But you should know today's Yom Kippur. Sometimes when she hears that, that's enough for her taiva to settle down. And she says, oh, okay, forget it. If she still says, oh, but it smells so good, I need the food. So we give her very little. Maybe a few drops from the soup. Or maybe we'll take something and insert it in the soup and let her just lick it, a drop. Sometimes that's enough. If that's not enough, she still says, oh, but I need more. We give her the food itself, but less than the shear, like we discussed last time. Less than a keseves, and we wait. The shear of kedei achilas prast, and give her a little bit more, less than a keseves. If that doesn't help, and she still has this appetite for it, and says, I need it, then we give her whatever she needs, until she settles down. The Gemara tells us a story about a woman that was pregnant. She smelled food, and they whispered into her ear that it's Yom Kippur. And she said, you know, okay, I don't need it. And you know who was born? Rabbi Yochanan. And there was a different story. They whispered into a woman that was pregnant, it's Yom Kippur. But she didn't settle down. And the Rasha was born. His name was Shapsoi Oitzer Peiri. He used to buy a lot of peiros, store them, and sell them afterwards at a very high price. And people had no choice because he had the peiros. The Meiri says, we actually say this to her. When we whisper into her ear, you smell food, you want it, but okay, if you want it, you can have it, but today's Yom Kippur, and you should know that if you can try to work on yourself to take away the taiva, then the baby that's going to be born is going to be a Yirei Shemayim. We say that to her, says the Meiri. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Chayla, Stamazei, someone who's not well. Machil and I say, we feed him. Alpi Bikiyin. Bikiyin explains about Tanura. Are doctors that are experts. They know how to assess a chayla, and they understand when it's a sakana for him not to eat. Bim ain't shem bekin. What if we don't have such doctors over there? Machilin isel pi atzma. Then if he says he needs it, how much do we give him? Atchayem redai, till he says, okay, I've had enough. Now the Gemara explains it as follows. We rely on the doctors. When do we rely on doctors? When the chayla says, I don't need it, or the chayla is quiet, but the doctor says, I'm telling you, it's a sakana if he doesn't eat, and we make him eat. But if he says, no, I feel I need it, it's a sakana, it's as if there are no doctors. In other words, the opinion of the doctors doesn't count. We give him to eat, even though the doctors say he doesn't eat. The Gemara says, Lev yedeya moris nafshai. He knows his heart better. So again, pshat in the Mishnah is, according to the Gemara, chayla, if someone is sick, machilin oisai, alpi bekiyin. We give him to eat if the doctors say he needs it, even though he himself says, I don't need it, or if he's quiet. But if the doctors say he needs it, we give it to him. Vim ein shem bekiyin. And this means, according to the Gemara, if he says that he needs it, it's as if there are no doctors over there, machilin oisai alpi atzmai, atchiyar medai, until he says he feels he had enough. There were many stories of tzaddikim, like the Chafetz Chaim, who went and actually cut up food and slowly fed it to people who weren't well on Yom Kippur. There's a famous story of the Chazayin Ish, who actually went to a person and said, you're a soldier in Hashem's army. A soldier doesn't do what he wants to do, or what everyone else does. He does what his orders are. And if you're not well and the halacha says you have to eat, then a loyal soldier does what the Torah tells him to do, what the king tells him to do. Okay, quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned if a pregnant woman smells food and she has an appetite for it, it is considered a sakana. We give her until she had enough. We explained from the Gemara, little by little, we try first, even just to tell her it's Yom Kippur. But if that doesn't work, we keep going until she has enough food. Inasmuch as a chayla is concerned, if there are doctors that say he needs it, we don't care what the chayla says. Even if the chayla says, no, I don't need it, we make him eat. But if the chayla says he needs it, we don't look at the opinion of the doctors. By a chayla also, sometimes we're going to give him pachas megashir. It all depends on the situation. Let's say one has to go to a rav and ask him what the halacha is under these circumstances. But vadai, where the Torah says there's a mitzvah to eat, then we are obligated to do so. The brisk rav used to say, because he often told people to eat on a tainus. They asked him, but usually you're machmir. He said, I am machmir. I am machmir in the mitzvah of pekuach nefesh.